People don't get to laugh often in South Sudan these days, but on Sunday at the Nyakaron Cultural Centre, it was different. This is Zico.
Of course, the jokes I'm telling is about our communities in South Sudan here.
How can you find any jokes in that material?
We just see our societies, then we automatically, the jokes comes and we just crack it.
Can you give me an example of one of your jokes about the communities here?
There's another area called Lologo. You know those guys, they have toilets, but the toilet has no door. Then if you are inside the toilet, if you heard any voice just crossing, you need to let that person that there is someone inside there. You either make, or you sing, or you just do your leg like this. Then the person will know that there's someone inside the toilet.
The cultural center was packed with young people at the Comedy for Peace event. The idea in this country deeply divided along ethnic and political lines is for people to come together and laugh.
Thank you.
And in so doing, forget their differences and hopefully eventually live in peaceful coexistence. But does this approach work? A question I put to some of the audience.
It's a very good idea. By doing such a project, can really show some kind of peace in this country.
Yeah, it makes difference a lot because we feel happy, feel that we have a peace in South Sudan. If we continue with the comedy and the music in South Sudan, we feel that we will go higher and higher, we'll feel in next level in South Sudan.
It brings people together, then people forget what past and they laugh. I think comedy can do a lot if the project can be extended to countrywide.
The event was put on by the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. Part of its mandate is to support the peace process here. Ruben Enaju is one of the organizers.
I hope that when they leave here today, they leave with the message which we are trying to spread, and that is the message of inclusivity, the message of unity, the fact that the things that unite South Sudan is larger than whatever divides them. So my message is clear. End the war, let peace reign, and give the children of South Sudan the opportunity to explore their talent to the fullest.
The conflict in South Sudan is continuing. It's been 3.5 years since Africa's newest nation was at peace, driving its citizens against each other. It's hoped the laughter at the cultural center here in Juba will go some way to healing those rifts. This is Daniel Dickinson at the Nyakaron Cultural Center in Juba.